Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall, and Lawrence Malchek joins me on this week's Friday Live Extra podcast. He sends out the newsletter for the Polish Heritage Center, located in Ashton, Nebraska. Their museum there will open, but with some restrictions coming up, and the community was mentioned in a book recently. We'll learn some more. Well, Larry, how are you doing there near Ashton and North Loop?
Well, what we've had to do, of course, like much of the rest of the world, is either cancel or create alternate plans for doing just about everything. Our plan originally was to make 2020 a big year for celebration with extra events and entertainment and so forth, because of the fact that in 2020, our museum has been open for 20 years. Now, we're in a new facility, but the original facility was opened in the year 2000. And we've had to give second thought to many of the activities that we had planned. We do have the facility open for visitors just because of the way we usually receive visitors, either individually or in small family groups. Social distancing shouldn't be an issue. We do ask that people wear masks and that they keep their social distance when they're in there. It's important to us, I think, also to encourage people to visit, even if it's only for the purpose of visiting the gift shop. Revenue from the gift shop and Polish pottery sales is going to be even more important than usual, because so many of the events that we would otherwise, as a nonprofit, rely on for income just aren't going to take place.
I'm glad that you mentioned the Polish pottery there in the Heritage Center gift shop. This is an interesting thing to me. It's a kind of stoneware art that dates back to the 16th century. Very colorful. What can you tell me about that pottery and some of its traditions, or what it looks like?
The art of Polish pottery, as we know it today, actually started out in what was a German province in Silesia back in the 16th century. The first known pieces were known as Bunflower stoneware, and they were, of course, handcrafted. And the folk art technique was actually a stamping technique, and they carved potatoes to do the stamping with. And, of course, today artists use sponges, because they don't want to waste potatoes, I guess. Anyway, so original designs were inspired by peacock feathers, and they used colors like cobalt blue, sage green, and ferrous red. And these are the same designs and colors that are still the inspiration for these modern-day patterns. The pottery is actually fired twice in the process, which makes them very durable and useful. They're perfect for microwave, dishwasher, oven, and freezer. They won't crack very easily. But they look really pretty, and I have to tell you, we have to constantly encourage people to actually use the pottery and don't just set it on the shelf. But I myself am guilty of that, because I have several shelves of Polish pottery in my living room, which I just can't bring myself to actually bake anything with. You know?
It's just so nice to look at.
But it is beautiful pottery.
I know that there's a lot of disappointment in celebrating a 20th anniversary and then having to cancel events for that, but something really interesting happened recently. There's a Polish diplomat, I noticed, who served in the United States 20 years ago, and he has written a new book, and I understand that both Ashton and Loop City are mentioned in that book. What's the scoop on that, Larry?
Ashton and Loop City are mentioned pretty prominently, because in the introductory chapter, he describes his experience of coming to Nebraska. Originally, he went to the University of Nebraska at Kearney for a speaking visit. At that point, he had only been working as a diplomat here in the United States for only a year. He was the deputy consul general in Chicago during this period. So he came for a speaking engagement in Kearney. While he was there, he asked around and said, are there any local Polish folks that I could perhaps visit with? One of the priests associated with our organization just happened to connect with him and brought him to Loop City and, of course, Ashton. And it impressed him so much that there was a group of enthusiastic and self-identifying proud Polish people right here in the middle of Nebraska, as he describes it, in the middle of nowhere, some people think. But he said we acted as if we were the center of Polish life in America because of our enthusiasm. And he was greeted pretty warmly in both Loop City and Ashton. He visited the center at that point, and we'd only been open for a year. He brought his little girl and his wife with him. I just received an email from him today, as a matter of fact. I had sent our most recent newsletter to him, and, of course, he thanked me for that. And he said, the little girl, the four-year-old that's in the family picture in the newsletter, just turned 24, as a matter of fact. What he did is he wrote a book which was inspired by the fact that there was, in 2019, the celebration of the 100th anniversary of Polish diplomacy in America. He kind of wanted to document that history of things. As it turned out, he opened the book again. In the very first chapter, he talks about his trip to Loop City and Ashton and just how impressive that was. So he sent us a copy of the book, and I do have contact information for him in case anyone's interested in exploring that further. In small letters, mbrymora@gmail.com would be the way to actually contact him.
And what's his name and the title of the book? Or is it all in Polish?
Well, his name is Mariusz Bramora. And the title of the book is 100 Years of Polish Diplomatic Presence in the United States, 1919 to 2019.
How nice that he started off his book with a mention of the middle of Nebraska. I've been talking here with Lawrence Malczyk. We've talked about pottery that uses a folk art stamping technique available there at the Polish Heritage Center, a Polish diplomat's brand new book describing his visits to Ashton and Loop City, and the opening of the museum there in Ashton, which is celebrating a 20th anniversary this year, with some restrictions for guests. They ask that you not visit if you're not feeling well, wear masks, and stay 6 feet apart. Larry, it's been great talking to you with all these things. Thanks for your time, and I hope that you yourself are staying well and staying safe as well.
Lots of projects, both in the yard and in the house. Lots of time to do that, and I thank you, and I hope you stay safe and well yourself.
Thanks, Larry. The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.